This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. A big piece of the farm safety net, crop insurance, is getting an overhaul courtesy of the Big Beautiful Bill. We will hear more from Pat Swanson of the Risk Management Agency next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Risk Management Agency Administrator Pat Swanson explains the enacted improvements to area-based crop insurance coverages.
For the underlying policies, what the new law includes is an additional 3-5% of premium support from the government. So every policy with the underlying revenue protection policy, they will get an additional 3-5% of premium support. That'll help all of our farmers. We're estimating that that's going to be about $400 million that the farmers are going to be able to keep in their pockets instead of sending in premiums.
For more on this story, visit iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute.
Time for another Merit Minute with Dale Jones of Merit Auctions. Dale, what are we talking about this week?
We had a really good consignment auction last week. Some highlights on that. A 2013 John Deere 8260R MFWD tractor, 1,600 hours, sold for $152,000. That kind of falls right in line with some others that have sold. 2011 John Deere S550 two-wheel drive combine, just a little under 2,000 engine hours, 1,260 separator hours, was a good strong price at $89,000. Next machinery auction, Tuesday, September 9th, we have a large dealer auction that's located right here on our lot in Fort Madison, Iowa. That's a virtual live auction, so we'll offer three bidding platforms and have live bidding, have a live auctioneer as well there. Land-wise, Tuesday, September 16th, 535 acres in Lee County, Iowa, and October 30th, we have 168 acres coming up in Davis County, Iowa.
You can learn more at MeritAuctions.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.